Hey y'all, it's Rachel from Smarter Teaching, here to share a latte and give you all the tools you'll need to work smarter, not harder, in your classroom. Today I want to talk about flexible grouping, or how skill groups and strategy groups are different. Last week I talked to y'all about how you can manage a data cycle without losing your mind. Really briefly, at the end, I talked about how you should make sure once you collect your data that you actually use the data, and one way to do that is by making strategy groups. Today, I want to talk to you more about flexible grouping, or how you can group your students for both strategy and skill. It's important to make sure that you're grouping kids for both strategy and skill so that you can get the most bang for your buck and so that you can help your students over those tricky humps that might be holding them back. When you are generally doing small group instruction, especially guided reading, but this can also work in math as well, you're likely mostly grouping your kids based on skill or ability. So students with similar skills or abilities are grouped together. So you might have all of your ENF readers together, or maybe you have all of your HI and J readers together in one group. You're making those groups based on students' skill and abilities, right? Because when we group those kids together, they're going to need similar skills to progress, and it's easier to put them on a similar strategy, and they're also accessing content on the same level, right? Even though kids need to practice retelling, you can't put kids who are reading, for example, like on a B with kids who are reading on an F, right? Those kids can't work together, they can't read the same book at the same time. So we need to be grouping kids. The reason you would group kids by skill or ability is so that you can help them build those skills while also making sure that the content is accessible to them, right? This also could work in math, for example, by saying any kid who scored a 70 to a 75% on the pretest would be in a group together. Any kid who scored around 80% is going to be in the same group together. Kids who already showed mastery on the pretest are going to be in a push group. So this works for math as well. It doesn't only work for literacy. And there are really good reasons to be grouping these kids based on skills and ability, right? Like, they have similar previous knowledge, so they're going to work together as a group and move forward and build on that knowledge to show growth. But what's going to happen when you have kids who maybe need one strategy, but they aren't at the same level, right? So maybe you've already taught, for example, retelling or summarizing as a whole group. You've hit it in your mini lessons. You've hit it in guided reading. And maybe you have almost all of your kids showing proficiency, but maybe you have four kids across your class who aren't showing proficiency in summarizing or retelling, right? This is when you want to pull a strategy group. It's not about their ability level. It's one strategy that they're having a hard time with, right? So we want these four kids who are not really, for whatever reason, mastering the skill of retelling. I mean, it's hard. So that could be the problem. They might just need more exposure, right? But we're going to put them together into one group. This is a strategy group, right? Because they need one strategy, summarizing or retelling. So the way that this will look is, it's likely that when you are generally doing small group instruction, you probably have your kids, like I said, grouped for skill or ability. In the way that you, there are a lot of ways that you can run small group instruction within your classroom. Some people do daily five, some people do cafe, some people just do workstations, some people have kids, their students travel in the groups, like the same groups that they would come to your table in. Some people have them travel in those groups to their workstations. Some teachers have different workstation groups that don't necessarily match 100% their guided reading groups. However you group your kids, flexible grouping will work for you. Strategy grouping will work for you. So when you have this strategy group that needs to meet, you're probably going to have to bump a skill group. When I do this, I usually bump higher groups because they can usually take the hit, right? Your lowest kids need that small group time to kind of stay on track and keep pace with the larger class. You should not bump the same group every single time, right? But you're going to have to bump a group, right? You can't squeeze in extra groups all the time. So you're going to bump a skill group to pull this strategy group. And all that's different is you'll still have your workstations going on. All of your other kids will still be doing the exact same thing they would normally be doing. You're just going to pull these four or five kids who really need that extra push on summarizing. And you're going to bring them to your table. And when you bring them, you're going to use a text that either in lower, like really lower grades, you could probably use a wordless book, right? Where they're telling the story themselves. Or you can use a book that's already familiar to them, like something you've used for a read aloud. Because if you have kids on a bunch of different skill levels, it will be really challenging to find one text that's accessible to everybody. So the easiest way to work around that is by using either a wordless text or a text that's familiar to them because they've already read it. It's already been a read aloud. It's something they're familiar with. They've already experienced. The plus of using something that's familiar and they've already experienced is that you can kind of cut down on the amount of time you're spending reading. You also, when you do a strategy group or a skill group, this is true for any type of guided reading, you can also pick a piece of a book. You don't have to use like the entire book for your 10 or 15 minute lesson. You can read a chunk and then focus on like a chunk or a piece of the book for your instruction for that day. So your flex group or your strategy group will meet as needed. You're gonna bump one group out for that day and pull your strategy group. You're gonna use a book that either doesn't have words or is something that's already familiar to them. And you're gonna help them get over this hump, this strategy hump. And flexible grouping is important. You probably aren't using it quite as much as skill grouping, but it's a really important part of kids learning, right? One huge advantage to strategy grouping over skill grouping is that when you have students in a strategy group and they are all working on different levels, the background knowledge that they bring to the group table is really different, and it can really feed into a lot of really rich conversation because you have kids, like I said, on really different levels, not kids who are all necessarily like moving through the same trajectory at the same time. And you want your strategy groups to meet as you need them, right? So if you pull a strategy group, you teach them this skill one time and everyone from then on shows mastery of the skill, then that's great. Like one strategy session was all you needed. You might need to have the strategy group meet two times. You might need to have them meet three times. Kids can be in a skill group and a strategy group at the same time, right? So you could have meeting with a skill group, and then your next group could be a strategy group, and one kid could be in both of those groups if that's what your data is telling you. I just don't want anyone to be held back at the end of the school year by thinking that they can only have these skill groups and that they have students across different levels who need the same thing. If that's true, you should try a strategy group. Strategy groups are a great way to get kids over humps. They're a great way to encourage really rich discussion in your classroom. And it's a great way to just mix it up and try something new for yourself professionally. We are going to get some more great conversation about flex grouping up on the blog, rachelwilser.com/blog, later this month, so you can check back there. In the meantime, I'd love to hear about it on Facebook if you try out some flexible or strategy grouping, facebook.com/smarterteaching. Thanks, guys. See you next time.